via explorations too, within the pegmatites. Thank you.
Yeah, you're quite right. It is very complex, and the mineralogy is, variability is extreme. We have more than 100 minerals identified at Tanco. So when we looked at the different minerals, we're essentially looking at what is in production. So I looked at classifying spodumene, and that is what the mine considers the lithium ore, even that there are other minerals such as lepidolite, but they don't mine lepidolite for lithium, for example. The circuits are developed to separate lithium from spodumene only. So that's, I think that looking at the individual products, we can apply the classification. So similarly for the cesium, the only mineral that they extract cesium from is polycythe. Even if, for example, beryl also has cesium. And in fact, it's quite typical to have white, beautiful barrels, and they're white because of the cesium content. But the mine doesn't have the capability of removing cesium from those barrels. So it was really about, we know which mineral is used for each element, and that's the approach we took. Does that clarify? We can talk later.
Question for